Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we have another snippet from Dr. Robert Cargill, where he discusses the beginnings of the Longview Public Library.
That reminds me of Peggy Coughlin, who was one of my dear friends. Mm-hmm. She and I were on the committee that got this library here. And we all, there was a consultant person who said, well, you need a 45,000 square foot library. The City of Longview has never been, I don't know about being supportive of libraries, but I mean, people here don't read, in my experience, don't read or can't read. And Peggy and I and this group there, we've got to do that. And one day Peggy came in and says, Eureka, instead of a 45,000 square foot library, there is this vacant lot, which is where we sit. We can put a 30,000 square foot library on there that designed so that it could be expanded. And I thought, this woman's got a hell of an imagination. And Peggy and I butted heads on more than one occasion, but we always loved each other. And she would write me letters and say, Bob, you are so wrong, but I love you, Peggy. So when we agreed, we were a hell of a team to get something done, and if we disagreed, we managed to get through it. So I moved here in September of 1980, and sometime in the winter after that, background is, when I was professor at Carolina, I became chairman of the University Library Committee, and the director of libraries there and I, in our first meeting, we thought, both of us thought we were going to have a fist fight, but we put that aside and we said, okay, instead of fighting about this stuff, let's get on the same team, and we did. And then we built an incredible 8-story library with 6 stories of it underground. And I would take visiting professors there had come to give lectures. I always gave them a tour of the library because I was very proud of it. And I've had people from Harvard and Yale and places like that say, my God, this is the best library we have, the building anyway, we've ever seen, period. Okay. And so it was clear that Nicholson Library, which I think was 13,000 square feet, you might know that, was too small. So we have to have, got to have a new place. And so Dad and I thought, we need to run this place. And so we said, what about the old Longview High School? Because the building is sitting there empty, and it's a big place, and blah, blah, blah. And so I said, look, here's what we need to do. Before we get carried away with doing something stupid, in case it might be, my friend Ken Toombs, still director of libraries at Carolina, let's just get him over here quietly, and we'll take him over there, and he knows about, he's built several libraries, and we'll get a lesson. So we had Ken come over and spend a few days with us, and we went to the Longview High School, and Ken said, you can't convert this into a library for the following thousands of reasons. Well, that wasn't what we wanted to hear, but, an expert that I trusted, you can hire people to tell you whatever you want to hear, but this guy and I had worked together for a long time, and we knew each other, and his word was good. And so we abandoned pushing for the high school thing. And that was before I got on this committee. But that's because I'm trying to push myself to get on this committee because of my experience at Carolina and all that. So, I mean, that I can tell you that all of those people on that committee, there are not very many of them still living, were pretty pushy people. Tom Meredith, who was the publisher of the paper, and Peggy, and I see Diane, well, I can't remember her name now, but they owned the McDonald's franchise.
Oh, Benton.
Benton, yeah. And Wayne Chrisman, who was older, and he was a very quiet spoken guy, but he was a guy you ought to listen to when he talks. And Ray Hanks was a guy from Texas Eastman who kind of like a bull in a china shop. And Nancy Ruff and what's her name? Strong, Rose Strong. I can't see the rest of them up there, but the deal is the people who were on that committee were not wallflowers. And everybody on there was well known for being opinionated and willing to fight for what he or she believed in. And Peggy was the glue that held us all together. And you could disagree with Peggy and you finally get steamrolled. But she had this vision of buying this tract of land, which was available, and building this library. And then we had the council had a competition, I guess, for architects. And so we reviewed all this stuff. And she was determined, by God, it's going to be Bobby Allen, and it was. And he did a hell of a job. I think this is one of the best buildings that I've seen a lot of his stuff. He was in my high school class, and we were close friends until he died earlier this year.